it's raised a few questions in our mind. That's why we decided to talk about it in some very maybe some blunt terms.
Yeah, well, and even questions about how big this thing is going to be, the overall size of it.
And, of course, this is a problem that often occurs within the government. There's a expectation that multiple award IDIQ contracts are going to be really big. There's going to be lots of customers, and so the dollar sizing associated with that by the program office usually is a little bit bigger than maybe some reality.
Yeah.
The Army is suggesting it's $30 billion, and I think it would be a great stretch to make $30 billion over 5 years.
Yeah.
We're thinking it's more like a $10 billion contract.
The actual name of it is the Army Enhanced Army Global Logistics Enterprise, EGLE. What do they hope? What's the goal of the contract? What are they trying to buy?
They're trying to buy a broad range of technical services to support various installations, localized maintenance, operations of some of the support facilities that happen on military installations. You know, is it as much as doing aviation maintenance? No, it's not quite that far. Is it doing the really heavy lifting overseas, like is done under the LOGCAP program? No, not quite that far, but there will be overseas work, and there will be maintenance work, and there will be a variety of other kinds of technical services that, you know, directors of logistics need at Army installations.
And one of the interesting things, and you're right, the current contracts that EGLE will be taking, essentially replacing, include a lot of R&D work, and yet it's not R&D. Again, one of these confusing points here.
It is confusing because there were some questions that came from the interested offerors about whether this consolidated program, the Army EGLE program, would include developmental work a la research and development. And the Army at Rock Island clearly said, no, that's not the case. But when you go back and you look at the legacy contracts that they say are going to be rolled up underneath Army EGLE, you can actually see R&D work. And so that's about $70 million worth of work. And, okay, stretched over, you know, 1 year, 2 years, maybe it's not that big of a deal, but it makes people scratch their heads about what's in and what's out of the scope of this program.
Yeah. Reality check number two that you have is this services? Is it products? Is it competition? What is it?
What is this program all about?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the question was, that gets more into what the Army actually purchased under the legacy contracts, which they provide a list of contracts. And, you know, it is a lot of management support services in a very loose term to help the Army figure out how to do logistics. And some of the very high-end work in there is logistics planning, which is a sophisticated domain to work in. But, you know, it gets all the way down to turning wrenches on equipment in the motor pool, too.
And the third one that you have is about who's actually going to use this, given that it's Army. I'm guessing most of it coming from the Army, but there's also others in there, aren't there?
Yeah, and that's it goes back to one of the points I was making earlier about program offices sometimes get a little bit larger perspective in their head than is the actual reality. When the Army program office at Rock Island suggested that this new consolidated Army EGLE program, taking a bunch of legacy contracts and some new work together, say, oh, well, you know, the Air Force is going to be doing some of this, and that's one of the legacy programs. And, oh, by the way, we could also expand this to all of our coalition partners. So now we have four nations potentially ordering off the contract. Now the Army is kind of stepped back and said, maybe not so much foreign nations, because let me tell you, that's a difficult thing to do contractually.
Yeah.
But also, you know, the Air Force is like saying, I'm not sure I want to participate. So it really is very Army-centric. When they launched the program, they were really opening it to everybody across Department of Defense, everybody across the government, and now it's not quite as big, but it's still a big, big program. Whether it's $10 billion or $30 billion over 5 years, that is a very large program, very attractive.
Mm. The timetable on this, we expect, what, very early beginning of the calendar year, early second quarter of the fiscal year, right?
There's been a little bit of mixed story on that, but yes, generally speaking, we're probably going to see something this quarter that will be the real draft, and then we'll see, you know, be probably followed by a pre-solicitation conference, probably by a second or final RFP in the probably in the next quarter, but award isn't way out until 2012.
Yeah. And why the, I mean, it seems like bad news if you have this much confusion around it. That's not something that a contracting office wants, is people saying, hold on, what am I, you want people to understand what you're trying to do, how big it's going to be. Those are not good questions for people to have.
At this stage, and I give the Army and other agencies credit for trying to be relatively open during this process. They're still making up their minds as to what the acquisition strategy is. The unfortunate downside of that is that the companies who are interested in pursuing the opportunity don't have real definition.
Yeah.
But it, you know, better to kind of think about it now than to be blindsided by it later. So it's not quite so bad. But it does cause a lot of confusion at this early stage of the program.
One of the things we've talked about before with other contracts, but it seems particularly true with this one, is folks are going to be really focused on performance.
Absolutely. And this is a whole, waterfall effect all the way from OMB. Where OMB, with the new leadership and the new administration, is focused on performance in a slightly different way than what the Bush administration was doing. And they're requiring each of the cabinet-level agencies to develop a handful of very explicit, quantitatively driven performance goals, high-priority performance goals. And when you start looking how this ripples down, even to the Army logistics, there's a pretty clear correlation to what Army Eagle is, part of what Army Eagle is going to be responsible for relates to some of these very high-level goals. So we're recommending that companies who really want to get a good position on the program and be able to win the task orders, you know, that they come up with messaging that resonates with those particular goals that the Department of Defense has, which are eventually reported to OMB.